There we go. Okay. We're going to do Daf Samach Tes in Erevin. We're going to start from the two last lines on Daf Samach Ches Samach Beis. So the Gemara over here is talking about whether or not we know that, for example, that you can make an Erev with another Yid, but you cannot make an Erev with a Goy. And now the sugya that we're discussing specifically is based on the Mishnah, whether or not a Tzeduki qualifies. Technically he is a Yid, but the question is whether we give him the same status as a Yid or we give him the same status as a Goy, because a Tzeduki is the kind of person that does not necessarily believe in the Torah mitzvahs and therefore practice the way they should, as we'll see that more later on Samach Tes. In any event, so we saw that the Gemara told us a story about Rabbi Gamliel that had a Tzeduki living in town, and there's two versions of exactly what they told him. Either do what you need to do before Shabbos starts, because when Shabbos starts, the Tzeduki is not able to be mevatel his reshus, or do what you need to do before the Tzeduki brings his objects into the reshus, because if he does that, he unravels the Eruv. But the Tzeduki is like a Yid, and he's able to be mevatel his reshus if, he, for example, he was not mishtatef, if he did not join in your Eruv. Okay, so we're in the middle of something to do with that, and the Gemara on the bottom of Samach Beis, Samach Ches Samach Beis. So Amar Mar, two lines from the bottom. Amar Mar, Hetziyo Masha Atem Moitziyin. So we said before that when you're dealing with Tzeduki, Hetziyo Masha Atem Moitziyin, take out whatever it is that you need to take out, meaning from your houses into the Chotzer, Vehechnisu Masha Atem Machnisim, and bring in whatever it is that you need to be Machnis, Atshala Yoitzi Hatzayev Hazeh V'yasar Aleichem, before he brings his stuff into the chotzer, into the rishos, and makes it aser. Okay, so that means that before the Tzeduki gets involved, it's going to be mutter. So the Gemara says, the Meimer, is that to say, that if they were to bring their objects, meaning the rest of the people of the Yidden and the rishos, and the chotzer were to bring their stuff into the rishos, and then the Tzeduki brought his stuff, it's not going to be aser. In other words, just make sure that you're there first. If you're there first, it's going to be okay. So that sounds like if he brings the stuff even later, he doesn't ruin anything. But it's not. Now we're on the top of Samach Tes Amud Aleph. But it's not. We learned in the Mishnah, Mishnah Nasa Rishus. Normally, if somebody gives his Rishus, meaning he forgot to make an Erev, and now he wants to say, you know what, you guys, he's been lost of his Rishus to everybody else. V'haytzi. And then he brings out, after he gave his Rishus to everybody else, he accidentally, or he, we'll see, he brings something out from his house into the Rishus. Ben B'shagig Ben B'mezit Oyser. Reb Meir says that he does aser once, meaning even if you had the right to use the chatzar, if the person who is mevatel goes ahead and brings something into the chatzar from his house, he unravels it. So that, according to what we said just now with the tzeduki, it seems like once you were koined from the tzeduki, you were good to go. So I'm Reb Yosef. So Reb Yosef answers, "Ema eino aser." Okay, you have a slight change the gear. So Reb Meir didn't say it's aser; rather, he says it's not aser. So that's anachanami. Once you made a kinyan, it's not a problem. Says it depends. Just because he was mevatel and everybody else had the right to the chatzar, it depends whether they actually did something about it. They made a kinyan. So that's the difference. If the rest of the people in the mavli actually made a kinyan in the mavli, as opposed to if they did not make a kinyan in the mavli, then anachanami, just because he did his bittul, if he goes ahead and says, "Now forget it, I don't want to do the bittul anymore," it unravels. Oh, v'hatanya atchalei nosen reshusai. But we learned in another brisa, atchalei nosen reshusai. Before he gives his reshus hoitzi, he brings his stuff out. Ben b'shagig ben b'meizu yafel avatel. He can still be mevatel because he didn't unravel anything. He didn't make his reshus yet. Divrei Reb Meir. But the point of the Gemara is the next sheet. The Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shagig, if he gave his reshus, and then b'shagig he brings his stuff out yafel avatel. He can still be mevatel. But meizu, when he says, "No, I want to have rights in this reshus," then Yachal Avatel is not able to be mevatel. However, Mishan Asim Reshusa, that was talking about before he gave reshus. Now, Mishan Asim Reshusa, if he already gave his reshus over to everybody else, the Hoitzi, and then he was Moitzi, Ben Meshagi, Ben Bemezid, Oyser, Divrei Reb Meir. Whether he did it by accident or on purpose, it's going to be Yasser. Rabbi Yehudaim, Rabbi Mezid, Oyser, Meshagi, Gain, Oyser. If he did it by Mezid, then it's Yasser, because if he's taking his objects out of his house, then that means he really doesn't want to be mevatel. If he did a b'shagig, so we say, don't worry, we don't make a gzeira b'shagig, we're going to allow it to happen. Anyway, but the point is, that's only talking about where he was mevatel as reshos, but the people in the mavli didn't do anything about it, they didn't acquire, so to speak, make a kinyan in the mavui. So then he can unravel it. But once he gave his rishos and the people of the mavui started using the chaser or the mavui, and now the person who gave his rishos went ahead and brought something out, ben b'shogeg ben b'mezid, ain no eser, then he doesn't aser anymore. So it comes out according to this teretz that what the Gemara is saying is it depends. This is a bias teretz. It depends on whether or not the people in the mavui made the kinyan in the mavui itself. Once they make the, if the forgetter, the guy who forgot to give his rishos, including, by the way, even a tzeduki, if he forgot to give his rishos, because essentially we're holding like the shitas that say a tzeduki is a yid, is, so he could be mevatel. So once he gives his rishos, he's able to, once he gives his rishos and you were koinit, so then mamish, he was mevatel his rishos, there's nothing he can do about it, and you can continue to use the rishos. However, if he gives his rishos and you didn't do anything about it, you just have the ability to go ahead and use the chater, and you never did anything about it, and he goes ahead and he uses it, so then he unravels, the bittul doesn't work anymore, he could take it back. And it's not going to be a good bittul anymore, and you have a rishos without a proper eruv. That's a bias teretz. Okay, moving on to the Gemara Vayter. Omar. So one of the things that we said before specifically was Rabbi Yehuda Omer Beloshen Acheres, he said it slightly differently, that when we were talking about what it is that the tzeduki is allowed to, what did he say about the tzeduki? So the Loshen was Maru v'osu tzrachechem b'mavoi, do what you need to do in the mavoi ad shaloi tachshach, before it gets dark v'yosar aleichem and makes it osar, meaning that you have to do everything on Friday. On Shabbos it's too late. So the Gemara points out Alma, from this we see Nachihu, that we consider the tzeduki like a regular guy that is not able to be mevatel's rishos. So whatever you need to do, if there's a guy in the rishos, in the chatzar with you, you can't make an eruv with him. So you'd have to take care of it erev Shabbos. The tzeduki also is the same thing, like a guy. You can't work with him on Shabbos. Excuse me. So amanachrihu is just like a guy. Oh, v'hanan. We learned ad shelo yoytzi tanan. The way we learned it wasn't that you could make an eruv with him, provided he doesn't take anything out into the chater. Shelo yoytzi, that he doesn't carry something from his house into the chater. So it sounds like you really could make a rishos with him. You could really make a bittul with him to make an eruv, and he's like a yid, not like a guy. So the Gemara says, no, you have the wrong girsa. Ema ad shelo yoytzi hayom. You have to change the girsa here. Until the day goes out, meaning we are talking about Friday. Really, he is, according to this shita and this hesber in Rabbi Yehuda, really a tzeduki is like a guy, and he can't join in an erev. So you can only use the chatzar on erev Shabbos, because once Shabbos starts, this is all, of course, talking about that you didn't do schiris with him, you didn't rent it from him. Because once Shabbos starts, he is going to make everything aser. The Yivoyzema, another tarot says, Loikasha kamba mumer lechal Shabbos is betzino. It depends on how bad he is. He may do averus, but it depends which kind of averus he does. If he's a mumer lechal Shabbos betzino, if he is mechal Shabbos, but he only does it privately, outwardly he seems to look like he keeps Shabbos, so that's okay. Kamba mumer lechal Shabbos is befarhesia, as opposed to a mumer that is mechal Shabbos outright befarhesia in the public. So then he cannot. He's like a guy. Meaning the way Rashi is Masber, if he's Mechal Shabbos b'Farhesia, so he doesn't listen to the rules. He doesn't listen to the rules, then he can't be Mishtatif in an Erev at all. As opposed to somebody who, in public at least, he makes himself out as if he keeps Shabbos, you're able to rely on a bittul from him. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So then Keman Ozla Hazatani. So which Shita are we following in the following Braisa? Mumar V'Giloy Ponim. A mumer and somebody who's, as Rashi explains, is a mechatzif, he does chutzpah, he doesn't listen to anybody. Harei zeh enoi mevatel rishos. He's not able to be mevatel his rishos because he doesn't listen to anybody. So the Gemara says, gilui ponim, mumer havei, just because he's megal ponim, that doesn't make him a mumer, that doesn't mean that he's necessarily doing averis just because he has chutzpah. So the Gemara says, no, we read it, ela mumer bigilui ponim. He is a mumer through his giloy ponim. In other words, because of his chutzpah, he does averis. So then, anachanami, that type of person can't be mishtateif with an eruv. So the Gemara says, "Eini yachal levatal reshusai." Oh, so therefore, he's a mumer in the way he's mechalo the way he doesn't listen, so then he's not able to be mevatel his rishos. So the Gemara says, which shita is that following? Kaman ki Rabbi Yehuda. That follows like Rabbi Yehuda's shita, which we just explained before, that if he's a mumer and everybody knows about it because he's a mechatzif, meaning the way Rashi understands the chutzpah is that he does it even in front of other people, so then that type of person is not able to be mevatel his rishos. Fine. Alright, so that's the rule. That's the rule that we're going to use. If he's Mechal Shabbos B'Farhesia, everybody knows about it, he's like a guy, and he can't be Meshtatif with an Eiriv. But somebody does it, B'Tzin, okay, he does his Aver, it's a little bit on the side, so we're not going to stop him from being Meshtatif with an Eiriv. So the Gemara continues. Ahud Enafik B'Chumrosa De Medusha. So somebody who was carrying Chumrosa De Medusha, Rashi has two Pshatim on what that means exactly. Either it's a signet ring, which is the kind of ring that is like the ring is made out of metal, but it has the signet part on it, which is made out of some material, and that other material is not attached, or even if it's attached to the ring, it's considered separate. It's not considered jewelry, so it's carrying. Or Rashi's other pshat is that they used to carry around, these people didn't take showers as often as we do, so they didn't smell so good. So they used to carry around like a thing of besamim, a spice around their neck, to make it so that they didn't smell so bad. In any event, kivon de chazio. So this guy was carrying this stuff on Shabbos. Kivon de chazio, the Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, when he saw Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, kiasia, he covered it because he was embarrassed that he was being mechal Shabbos. Omas, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi said, kegoin zem avat roshos le Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that says it makes a difference between whether he does it b'farhesio or he does it b'tzina quietly. That makes a difference. So this guy also, since he was embarrassed that he was being Mechal Shabbos and he covered it, so he also is able to he's not considered Mechal Shabbos for Hesio. So Amar Rav Huna, Ezi Yisrael Mumar, what's considered Yisrael Mumar? Somebody who does Averis on purpose, that Mechal Shabbos for Hesio, somebody who is Mechal Shabbos outright. Amar Le Rav Nachman Kaman, who do you hold like when you say just by being Mechal Shabbos you're considered a mummer? Ikareb Meir, this is a machlokes in Masechtas Bechoyros between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Ikareb Meir, if you hold like Rav Meir, the Amar Chashul L'Davarech Chashul L'Kol HaTorah Kula, that somebody who does one Avera outright, you have to be choshes that he may be doing every Avera. So Afilu Be'echad Mikol Yisurin Shabbatayr Nami. So it doesn't have to be Dafka Chil Shabbos. Why using the example of Chil Shabbos? It could be any Avera. If he does an Avera, we have to be choshes that he does Averas. Ik Rabbanan, if you're talking about, according to the Rabbanan, that one Avera is not so bad, Ha'amri, the Rabbanan say, Choshel Davarecha, lo yali Choshel B'chol HaTerukula. Just because you do one Avera doesn't mean necessarily that you're going to do every Avera in the book. So why are you saying, just because he's Mechal Shabbos, that he's a Mumer? So Ada Havi Mumer, this is still the Chachamim talking on now number days. Ad haavin mumer la'avayis kechavim. According to the Chachamim, that even unless you do avodah zarah, then if you do avodah zarah, then you're a real mumer. But if you don't do avodah zarah, just because you do one aver, it doesn't make you a mumer. So what does this shita that we just said? According to Rav Nachman, it said one aver makes you a mumer. So the Gemara says, "I'm Rav Nachman by Yitzchak." Okay, you're right. What we meant to say is, of course, he's not your classic mumer. He's not your guy, for example, that you're allowed to charge ribbis to or something like that. But rather, he's for purposes of whether or not he could be mishtatef with the eiriv. So even if he's mechal shabbos, which is just one avera, he can't be mevatel his rishos. Well, like we learned in the brayso, Yisrael mumer meshama shabbosa is b'shuk. If he's a mumer, but he keeps Shabbos in the market, meaning everybody sees him keeping Shabbos, mevatel rishus, he could still be mevatel his rishus. She'enim Shabbos Shabbos is b'shuk, but somebody who doesn't keep Shabbos even out in the public street, enim mevatel rishus, he's not able to be mevatel. Mevnei Shomer, they said he's shol noitel rishus v'noisin rishus, that a yid is able to either give or take his rishus if he forgot or someone else forgot. Ubenachri achi yiska by a guy. Since he doesn't watch the mitzvahs, so you have to rent from him. Ketzad. So Rashi says, how do you explain? How does someone who's being mevatel rishus? What do you do? I'm Eloi. What he normally says is rishusi knuy lecha. I'm giving you my rishus. Rishusi mevatels lecha. That I'm being mevatel my rishus to you. Kana. So the people of the chutz are automatically kind of entire chutzkos. They don't have to make a kinyan. Okay. So that's one teretz. So the teretz is that it's really, he's a mummer, all he is a mummer for Shabbos, but for purposes of being an Eir, making an Eir, being a mummer for Shabbos itself is a problem. Ravashi, Amar Ravashi gives a different teretz. Haytanahu de chamira ole Shabbos kavoy de zara. You're right, he's only doing Chil Shabbos. However, Chil Shabbos is just as bad as avoy de zara. Shabbos is like, it rises to the level, it's the same level of bad as avoy de zara. Because the Tanya will learn to the Brisa. The pasuk says Mikem v'loy kolchem. The pasuk is talking about who were makabel a korban from. It's, the pasuk says Mikem from amongst you, and we darshan v'loy kolchem. Not everybody. What does that mean? Prat l'mumer, that we don't accept a korban from a mumer. Meaning, if the guy's going to do the averis and he thinks he's going to give a korban, we say no thanks, but no thanks. Don't bring us korbanos and do averis at the same time. Also, we darshan Mikem, but it's from you guys. So we darshan b'chem chilakti v'loy b'umois. We only make the difference between a yid, whether he's doing averus or not, versus a guy. By a guy, it doesn't matter what kind of guy he is, a good guy or a bad guy, whatever. We will accept korbanos from him. We continue mina behema. We accept korbanos from an animal. Compare people to animals. People who are like animals, that just do whatever they want and they don't listen to the Torah. Also, we don't take korbanos from them. Mikan omer mekabel korbanos mipoishe yisrael. But we do take korbanos from people who, you know, Pesha Yisrael, they sometimes do averus. Kadeshi Achshu B'tshuva, it's okay, they did an aver one time, we want them to do tshuva. Chutz min ha-mumar, except for a person who is a mumar, v'hamanasach yayin, that he pours wine for avodah zarah, v'hamachal shabbosois b'far hesya. And he's machal Shabbos outright. Now, so what's the case? Ho gufa kasha, the price itself doesn't make sense. We started off the Brice by saying we can't avoid kuchim, that some guys are good, some guys are no good. Vahoytzi has a moment to tell us that a mummer can't bring a carpet. Vahodr tani mekabel korbanos b'pashi yisrael. And then we said, oh yeah, but if you do some averus, we are mekabel your carbon. So what is it? If you're a mummer, we do, but you're pashi, you can accept, but a mummer you can't. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, "Halakasha Reisha b'mumer l'chola Torah kula." The Reisha is talking about where he's a mummer; he doesn't care about any of the Torah. So him, we're not being makabel his karbanis. Mitziyase b'mumer l'davar echad. He's okay, funny. He does one avera, but we can still be makabel his karbanis for other reasons. However, Eima Seifa, but look at the end of the Brisa. The end of the Brisa says, "Chutz min amumer v'hamanasech yayin," except for a guy who is a mummer and he pours for avodah zarah. Now, hay mummer hechidomi. What is this case of a mummer? Is the imum so? If he's a mummer for the whole Torah, high Nereisha, that's exactly what we said in the Reisha. We don't accept those korbanos. Iladavar echad, if he's just a mummer for one aveira kasha mitziyasa, so then that contradicts the middle case, because the middle case said we are makabel korbanos from a place Yisrael. Alalav, so how do you explain this? Hachikam, at the end of the Mishnah is talking about as follows: Chutz min a mummer lenasech ulechal shabosos. We mean a mummer specifically for someone who does avodah zarah, or is a mummer for Shabbos, the chal Shabbos b'far hesya. So what do we see? Alma avodah zarah b'Shabbos. We see that avodah zarah and Shabbos ki adadi ninu, they have the same shema mina, that and the chanami. Even though Shabbos is one aveira, it's only considered one aveira. However, Shabbos is the same importance and the same level as serious, I should say, as avodah zarah. Just like if a person does avodah zarah, we realize that he is. His averus are too grand to be mekabel his korbanos, and for that purpose, for our purposes, making an erev, so too Shabbos also is a serious enough avera that if a person does that, then also he can't bring a korban until, of course, he does tshuva, and we're not going to allow him to be mishtatef with an erev. Okay, so that's the end of that sugya. Basically, we walk away with the notion that somebody who wants to be mishtatif with an Erev has to be moida, has to at least admit to the Torah and admit to the Rabbanan that bring the shitas of being mishtatif in order for him to be able to be mevatel his rishos. But someone who's basically mechal Shabbos b'fahesia, so he doesn't listen to the Rabbanan, or he doesn't listen to the Torah, obviously, so he cannot be mishtatif. Okay, zok the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah also is we quoted before, but now this is the actual mission that we were quoting from before. Anshei chotzer sheshochach echad mehen. One person, there's a bunch of people in the chotzer, and one of them forgot to give his erev. V'lo erev, and he didn't give his erev with him. Beisay osur milahachmasu milahaytziloi. And then what he decided to do was, okay, I'll be mavatel my rishos. So So his house remains asur milahachnas u'milahaytzi. He can't carry from his house into the chatzar because his house is a private area and the chatzar is a public area. V'loy v'lahem. But so nobody can carry from his house to the chatzar, even after he does bittul. However, because the way we're going to explain the Gemara is the case is that he was only mevatel his rights, what we would call common areas, his rights to the chatzar. But the house itself, he remains his. So now the house becomes cut off from the rest of the chatzar. So his house, nobody can carry from his house into the chatzar. However, v'shalahem, if you're talking about their house, meaning everybody else in the chatzar's house, mutarim loy v'lahem, then everybody is able to carry, because now what he did was being bevatel his chatzar, he made the chatzar and their house is all one rishus. And even he is allowed to carry from their houses into the chatzar, as we'll see in the Gemara in 1 minute, because he's like their guest. What about the other way around? Instead of him being mevatel to all of them, let's say he refuses, all of them are mevatel their rishus to him. So now it's the other way around. Who mutter v'hein asur? So his house is mutter to the chatzar, but their houses will become asur. Let's say there were two people who forgot, both of them forgot to be mishtatef with the air. There's a bunch of other people in the chatzar. She'echad, they will make everybody asur. Why? Because the rule is she'echad noisin rishus v'noitel rishus. One person can either give his rishus to everybody or take the rishus from everybody to him. That's with one person. Shnayim, but when you have two people involved that forgot, noisin rishus, they can both give their rishus to one guy or to everybody that already was part of the Eir. V'ein noisin rishus. But they, as the Gemara will explain in a minute why, but they cannot collectively take the rishus from, let's say, the other five people in the chatzar. That won't work. Now, a side point, which we only quoted momentarily in a Gemara before, Me'emesai, we're going to deal with this later, Me'emesai, noisim rishus, when does all this bittul have to happen? You have to do the bittul on Erev Shabbos. For whatever reason, you didn't have enough time to do an Erev, and it's like 30 seconds before Shabbos, you could be mevatel. That works. No, the bittul dafka has to happen on Shabbos itself, or certainly could happen on Shabbos. The next line on the Mishnah is Mishnah, and by the way, we've always been the sugis. This is where we quoted it before. Is always we always follow the Beis Hillel shita that the bittul is happening on Shabbos. Mishnah nosim reshusai, somebody who did give his reshus. So we just quoted this on Amud Aleph, Bahoitzi, and then he accidentally, after he gave his reshus, he ended up carrying from his house into the chatzar, ben b'shoyge ben b'mezid, whether he did it on purpose or by accident, hareza oyser de remeir. So remeir holds that unravels the whole Erev. Now, according to the first girsa we just started with this evening, that is going to, according to one girsa, it's eino yoyser. But we'll stick with the pashut line in the Mishnah, is oser, that if he brings it out ben b'shoyge ben b'mezid, it makes it oser. Rabbi Yudaimer, b'shoyge, b'mezid oyser. If he did it on purpose, he makes it oser. B'shoyge eino oser. If he did it by accident, it's not going to be usher because he still meant that his bittul should be chal. Okay, now let's take apart this Mishnah line by line. They say who the usher says that if he was mevatel as rishus, so he can't carry from his house into the chatzar, but the chatzar is mutter to everybody else. So the Gemara wants to understand. They say who the usher. So his house is usher to the chatzar. Ha chatzer sharia, but to carry in the chatzar itself is going to be mutter. So what's the case? Hey chidami, what happened over here? He devatel beisai, if he was mevatel his house and the chatzar, so my usher. So why is house usher? His house and the chatzar should be technically one rishus. Idoloi batel chatzeroi, and if he wasn't mevatel the chatzar, meaning he didn't really do a proper bittel, so my sharia. So why is the chatzar mutter? The Gemara says what we already explained in the Mishnah. Hacha b'may askin, and what's the case over here? Kagoyin shabitul rishus chatzeroi, that he gave them his common area, he gave them his rights to the chatzar, but like bitul rishus beisa, but he didn't give them the house, he kept the house. V'kasavi rabbonon, and it's going according to the shita of the rabbonon that argues on Rabbi Elazar that we quoted before. Hamavatul rishus chatzeroi rishus beisa loy bitul. This was the end of the second parak. We quoted this, that someone who's mevatul his rishus, he gives the chatzar, but rishus beisad leibitul, he still keeps his house. So the house remains a private area, but the chatzar now remains, he gave it to everybody else. So therefore he can split the two, keep his house, and give away the chatzar. Because a person could have a house without a court, without a yard. Okay, now the other way around is v'shalahen mutar loy v'lahen, but he can use the chotzer even to carry from the chotzer into their houses. My time, why is that mutar? V'havei oirich l'gabayu, because he becomes like a guest. Just like if you go into someone else's house for Shabbos, you don't have a right in the chotzer, but you could still carry from his house into his backyard. That's not a problem because you're a guest there. It all becomes batel. It all becomes one rishus. If it's one rishus for them, the owner, then it's one rishus for you too, their house and their chotzer. Next line of the Mishnah is Nasan Lai Rishuson, who mutter vehein asur. Let's say instead of him giving it to them, they all gave it to him, so then he's mutter and their houses become asur. So the Gemara says, V'nahave in hula gabei ki orchin. So why do they become asur? Let them now all become his guests. And if they're all his guests, then they could all carry. Then the whole Rishus becomes all his one private Rishus. So the Gemara answers, Chad l'gabe chamisha havei ayuch. One person can be a guest by five people. That makes sense. Chamisha l'gabe chad loy havei ayuch. That's not normal for five people to be the guest of one person. So therefore, they can't really be considered technically guests, and their house becomes separate from the chasr. Shma mino. Oh, but according to this, this proves mevatel v'chayz mevatel. Remember, we had a machlekes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan last week and the week before. So this proves the fact that they become usher, that chayzin, that even after he was mevatel to them, now the fact that he can become mutter, that they can be mevatel it back to him, this proves that after he was mevatel to them, they can turn back and be mevatel back to him. Which, of course, we just pointed out, is machlekes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, "Hachi gamer." No, it's not a proof because the case over here is nos nuloy rishus meikar. We're not talking about a case that after he was mevatel to them, they went ahead and were mevatel back to him. Rather, this is like a new case. Nos rishus meikar. They up front initially were mevatel their rishus to him. So who mutter v'hein asur? So therefore, he's mutter because they were mevatel to him, and they're asur because we explained they can't opa. Be considered his guests. Hayu, all right, we'll do a couple more lines here. Hayu shnayim oisrin zelzeh, but if there are two people that forgot to be mevatel, they aser. So pshita, of course, whenever you have two people that weren't mishtateh, they make it aser. So the Gemara answers, leitzricha the hader chad meinayu ubatel lechaver. The case was, let's just say for argument's sake, Reuven and Shimon forgot, and there's another five guys, and the five guys all said, here, Reuven and Shimon, we give you our rishus, and then Reuven goes and is mevatel. His rishus plus what everybody else gave him, the other five guys gave him, Reuven gives everything to Shimon. That's the chiddush over here, that it doesn't work. The hader chad meinayah, that one of the guys, ubato, he went ahead, ubato le lechavre, and he gave it over to his friends. So ma'al detaymol ishtari. We might think that works, because why not? He's giving his own rishus plus he's giving the rights that he has that everybody else gave to him. So maybe it should work. Kamash malon, this is a very big chiddush. So the Mishnah is teaching us to keep into the idna de bato. Since at the time that Reuven guy, was mevatel to Shimon, lo yaveh le sharyusa v'haychotzer, he didn't have really a heter, he didn't have the rights in this chotzer, so even therefore he didn't give over a heter to the other guy. Meaning, when the case remember was that the five guys were mevatel to both Reuven and Shimon. So currently, before Reuven does anything with it, currently both Reuven and Shimon remain usher, because we have two guys that don't have an eruv. So his rights to the other guy's rishus is really usher rights. He has no use for it. He can't do anything with it. So giving it to Shimon, all he did was he gave an usher right to Shimon. You know, like we learn, like we study, that you can only give what you have. You can't give more than what you have. So since they're both usher, what they're doing is they're giving over an usher right. They're giving over a rishus that's really still usher. So even when Reuven gives his right together with the other five guys, what he's giving over is a right to a chotzer that has no permission, so it's going to be usher. Now, had all of the five guys, for example, given all of their rishos only to Shimon, and Reuven also gave his rishos to Shimon, that would work. The reason it doesn't work over here is because the five guys gave it to both Reuven and Shimon, and in that status, they're all usher. So even Reuven and what he has is usher. So what he did was he gives Shimon usher. He doesn't give anything that's mutter. So therefore, even though he's giving everything, but he's giving over an iser, he's giving over the only rights that he had was a right in a chotzer that he can't use. So when he gives it to Shimon, he still can't use it, and it remains aser. And that's a chiddush. One last line. She'echad noisim rishus, because one person is able to give his rishus, and not two people. Hasu lomali, what do we need this case for? Inois and Tanina, if it's the idea that only one person can give it versus two people, we already learned that also in the Mishnah. Inois to Tanina, if the point is that you can't give it to two people, Tanina, we also learned that in the Mishnah, that if there are two people, Reuven and Shimon, it's Aser. So the Gemara says, you're right, that line itself is not what we need. Seifa Itzrachle, it's the next line that is the Chiddush over here. Shnayim, Nois and Rishos, that if it's two people, they could together give their Rishos to the group. So Hanami Pshita, of course, if they're giving it as the group and they're the ones that are asering, maybe it should, of course, it should be Mutter. So the Gemara answers, now the time I would have thought, look through Dilma Oktavavatula Lahu. You might think that if we allow the two guys to be Mavatal to everybody else, maybe everybody else is going to be Mavatal to them, and therefore will confuse the Din and make things that are really Aser. We'll think that they're Mutter Kamash. But we're not going to make that Gezeira. So Enoch Hanami. It is a problem for the five guys to give to the two, but if the two guys then go ahead and be mevatel to the other five, that's, since the other five, remember, have a heter, just missing the two guys who forgot, and the two guys are mevatel that reshos completely, so now you can have a perfectly fine eruv, so enachanami, that's going to work. And we don't make a gezeira that they're accidentally going to forget and mix them up.